before we sing, I would just like to say I praise God for another day that the Lord have allowed me to enjoy. I praise God for another Mother's Day, and I'll say Happy Mother's Day to all of you. I'm like the pastor. My mother had gone home, but I was blessed to have a wonderful mother. She died at 101, and she lived a magnificent life. 12 children. I'm number 11, but I praise God for that. Praise God for that. I want to say thank you to First Baptist. You don't know what it have meant to me. This journey that I've gone through, that God have allowed me to take, I just praise God for you. I thank God for the prayers that have gone up. You don't know. I don't take that lightly. I thank God for the cards that have been sent. I have them hanging in my office, and I look up, and when I'm down, I read those cards. And it brings my spirit back alive. I thank God for all the phone calls that I've received from you. I don't take that lightly. I don't. I know that you have to love my baby, and that love spills over on me. So I thank God for that. I thank God for the Coleys, for the flowers that were sent. I tell you what, that was a time that I really needed a lift up. And when the doorbell rang and those flowers came, it was the way that God was sending and say, I'm still here. So I thank God for you. And your wonderful gift of a pastor, I praise God for him. It's not so many pastors that would just pray for you out anywhere. I was going in the grocery store. He may not even remember that. But I was going in the grocery store, and he and his little boys were coming by. And that was the day, I don't know whether he knew that my spirit was down that day. But he came up, and he said, how are you today? And I never say that, oh, I'm down. No, I won't ever say that, because God is good all the time. But then he said to me, can I pray for you now? And I said, thank you, God. In my spirit, it just leaped up, God. I just thank you, God. He stood there outside of that grocery store, and he prayed for me. So I thank God for you, Pastor, because that was a life-saving moment for me. I praise God for it. The songs that we picked today are songs that have helped me through my journey. This was a faith journey for me. It was a faith journey. My baby here have been, she's been there all the time. And I thank you for allowing her to be there all the time. But this was a faith journey for me. We come this far by faith. So you all pray for us. I don't know why Teresa got me into this during the time when, you know, you can't hardly breathe. But then she said, Mom, you're going home. So it doesn't matter. So I'm home.
Oh, can't turn around. and say he didn't believe in God's word, but I'm here to say that the Lord will make a way, and he never failed me yet.
I know that most of you know that in June of last year, God took me on a journey. I was diagnosed, and the doctor didn't tell me. A young lady told me that was making an appointment for me. She said, you have an appointment with this doctor on a certain day. And I said, what for? And she said, you have kidney cancer. If it had not been for my faith in the Lord, I would have fell apart at that time. Because I had no idea, never been sick, never had a pain. Had just the week before had been told that I was in perfect health. Blood pressure was good. Cholesterol was good. Everything was good. Didn't have to go back to the doctor for 6 months. But I had this thought that it was a cyst on my head. It started off with a little bump. And it started to grow. And my doctor said, well, it's just a little cyst. We'll just watch it. But it started to grow. And so she said, well, we'll just take it off. Well, so I was laying on the table and she was doing the procedure to take it off. She stopped and she said, Odessa, I have to close up. I don't know what this is. I have to send you to someone else. Well, I went to someone else. They took it off, and it was cancer, but the cancer was in my kidney. My right kidney was consumed, but it was still functioning. Praise God. But it was consumed. And then I proceeded to have that right kidney removed. I don't know why God is taking me on this journey, but I do know that God is God all the time. And I'm not in control of anything, but God is. And I praise God for the life that he has allowed me to enjoy. I praise God for the family that he's allowed me to enjoy. I went back to my doctor and she cried. And she just cried. And I said, why are you crying? And she said, well, I did everything that I could. I said, yeah, you did, but you're not in control. God is in control. And she said, why are you so calm? I'm not in control. God is in control. And I believe with all of my heart. And First Baptist, while you're praying for me, you pray that I will live the life that God will be pleasing with. So that when I go home to see Jesus, he'll say, well done, good and faithful servant. I should pray for that. The song that I'm going to attempt to sing, I don't even know if I'm going to get through this, guys. I really don't. My mom used to sing this song. And, you know, when I would get down, I would go in my office and I would play the tape and I sang and I cried. But I know the Lord He'll make a way. It doesn't make a difference what we're going through. And I had cancer, because I'm not going to claim it anymore. I was supposed to have my scans in June, but I'm not claiming cancer anymore. I had cancer. And in that, I know the Lord will make a way. He made a way for my mother way back there when she had a hole in her heart. He made a way for her. Made a way for her to raise those 12 children that she had. And I believe if I live right, and if I walk right, and if I have faith in the Almighty God, I believe He'll make a way for me too. So would you agree with me on that today? Praise God. And listen, if you know it, sing it with me, because I don't know if I can do it or not. Okay?
Yes, He will. I know the Lord will make a way. Yes, He will. Oh, I may not have a friend, one who will stick by me.
Miss Odessa, you know what's going to happen now. Somebody's going to say, what'd y'all do today? We're going to say, we went to church. What you doing next week?